But yeah, we were never taught about this auto-renew lifestyle in college, or not even in college, but even in high school, because most of us are not even taught, you know, what's going to come once we walk across that stage, we get that diploma and be like, ha, ta-da, welcome to life, welcome to adulthood, things are about to get fucked up from the jump. Hello, everybody, welcome to another episode of Sarcasm and Orgasms. Yes, the podcast that gives you all the sarcasm, but you get to keep the orgasm. Thank you so much for tuning and listening in. I know it's been a minute, so welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. If you are a new listener, make sure you go check IG. That is sarcasm 2_orgasm, so you get your daily dose of the sarcasm and stupidity that goes on. So people, you know how we do it. Let's get sarcastic. You know, this adulting is so interesting at times. Adulting comes at us faster than we know it, faster than we can even understand what is going on. We can understand, like, damn, did that just happen? One thing in this adulting life is auto pay, auto renew, auto whatever it is. So, I don't know about you, but I'm going to say for me, there are just some things I will not put auto renew on. Like, I don't know, maybe my Netflix or maybe my Amazon Prime. There's just some things in this auto renew adult life that we go through, that this adult life that we have to do, this adult life that we're not told, that we're not taught, that we just don't think about. Bills is one thing that I know all of us freaking hate. Like, we all hate it, but it's something that we have to do. You know, we have the major ones like our car payments, our insurance, our credit cards. You know, those things are on auto renew to where it just automatically drives out and you never have to worry about it. Sometimes it'd be that time of the month and you just be thinking, damn, did I make my payment this month? Did I make my car payment? Did everything come out? You know, some people are good like that, where things can just be balanced out and just things can be handled and taken care of. But you got other things that you just like, yeah, I don't know this month. I don't know if I'm really ready to put it on auto renew. Like, fuck that. I mean, we all have subscription services. Everybody has it now. There is just tons of them that we think we will watch, we think we're interested in, that would be like, yeah, we'll put it on. But then others, like, you know, some people like me included, like some people like to finagle things and be like, yeah, I'm not trying to put on auto renew. I don't want an auto recurring. Maybe I want to watch this month and not watch the next month. Maybe I want to see what happens, because some of us just don't be on Netflix 24/7. And especially with the prices, they just going up and up. It's almost like we only want to watch certain things maybe once or twice in a given time. And then after that, we just cancel it and then we move on and we go to something else. Because now the variety is out there to where it's like, why do I want to be subscribed to one thing when I know I can get an abundance of everything? So look at subscriptions like a buffet. Sure, it looks good from the outside, but once you get up on it, you'd be like, yeah, I'm not for that, so I'll just move on to something else. And then you'll come back for seconds, and then you come back for thirds and fourths and fifths. But we all know most of the time, some people don't even get past seconds or thirds, because once you go back up to that buffet and you see it's like, yeah, I'm just gonna move on to the dessert and get something else. So like, this auto renew lifestyle, yeah, it's a fucking joke, because some of us take it serious, other people don't. I know I'm one of them, to where there's some things I do take serious and some things I don't. But the major ones, the big ones, like my credit cards, you know, my car payment, my insurance, yeah, that's all auto renew, because I wanted to get drafted automatically. I don't want to have to worry about it, and maybe I have to like play catch up with it later. So we all try to, I wouldn't say we all, but you know, some of us try to make sure that things are taken care of, things are adjusted in a timely manner. But yeah, we're never taught about this auto renew lifestyle in college. Well, not even in college, but even in high school, because most of us are not even taught, you know, what's going to come once we walk across that stage, we get that diploma and be like, ha, ta-da, welcome to life, welcome to adulthood. Things are about to get fucked up from the jump. Yeah, shit is never this easy, and people always make it seem like all being adulting is great. Now when you live in a lifestyle to where money comes in as quickly as it goes out. So this auto renew lifestyle, yeah, it's just a fucking joke. It's a joke that some of us like, other of us don't like, and majority of us don't even want to bother. So this has been another episode of Sarcasm and Motherfucking Orgasm. Yes, the podcast that gives you all the sarcasm, but you get to keep the orgasm. So I'm your host, Will. Make sure you check me out on IG. That's Sarcasm 2_orgasms, and let me know what you think about this episode currently. So people, you know how we do it. Let's go sarcastic, and I will talk to y'all all soon. Y'all take care.